There have been movies about big earthquakes. There have been movies about big boats sinking. Movies about big buildings burning. Movies about big German balloons bursting. And now, a movie about the Big Bus.
To see history made. Cyclops is the biggest project of its kind ever undertaken by man, ladies and gentlemen. It represents $12 million of capital and years of research. To fill you in on some of the details, I'd like to now turn you over to our project designer, Miss Kitty Baxter.
Thank you, Mr. Ames. This is indeed a proud day for all of us. At this very moment, my father, Irwin Baxter, is arming the nuclear engine that will propel the mighty Cyclops.
Here they are. All right. This is it. Radiation shield?
Holding, Professor.
Radiation levels?
Normal.
All right, gentlemen. Let's begin.
Would you mind?
Thanks, Scotty. Scotty, good work.
And thus was born the nuclear-powered bus. My father and I are indeed proud to have brought Cyclops to Coyote. And it would be fitting that Coyote bus lines...
Fire trucks are coming in and slowing down. Fire trucks have stopped. The firemen are getting off the trucks. They're taking down the hoses and dragging them towards the lab. It looks as if they may put water on the lab. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are definitely shooting water all over the lab.
I'm watching you guys! Break them up! Come on! Move them out!
This is awful, ladies and gentlemen. A tremendous explosion has ripped through the lab at Cyclops Proving Grounds. The emergency crews are doing a remarkable job in putting out the flames. But there's no telling how this will affect history's first non-stop bus trip from New York to Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, this mishap is just the latest in the series of unfortunate events at Project Cyclops. Still unexplained is the mysterious flood which inundated the giant bus hangar 3 months ago. Some suspect sabotage. Others say foul play. Are there really dark forces at work who want to slam the brakes on this project? It is this reporter's judgment, and we must leave those answers to you. We should only ask the questions.
Good farm, huh?
You just know that an explosion has happened. They're trying to keep all the people away from the nuclear power plant.
Scotty, where's that?
There's something over there.
Have you got a statement, Miss Baxter?
Pop! Pop, are you...
He can't hear you.
Oh, my God.
I can, too. I can hear her.
Pop. I'm sorry. I thought he was resting.
Well, we better get this man to a hospital.
This man's not going anywhere. He can't be moved.
What do you mean?
The slightest movement can endanger his life.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
Very well. Take a look at this. The explosion blew it right across the room. It's probably a St. Christopher's medal. It's lodged dangerously close to the left ventricle.
Then we've got to get him to a hospital.
I told you he can't be moved.
Well, what are we going to do?
Sign this.
What is it?
It relieves me of all responsibility for any medical judgments, observations, tests, or procedures.
But you're a doctor.
Yes, and I intend to remain one. Sign right here, please. Hmm? And also right here.
Professor, wait a minute. No, it's all right, Doctor. It's all right. There's a project director, Shorty Scotty, and his top assistant, Jack.
How do you do?
Scotty, what did we do wrong? Where did we fail, Scotty?
No, Professor. No. There's no accident. Somebody planted a bomb in there.
What? A bomb?
What are you talking about?
I don't know who, but I know who let the bathroom window open last night.
Why do you always blame me for everything?
Is the bus okay?
Yes, the bus is okay, but we have got a bigger problem. We've got no driver and we got no co-driver. Briggs's clutch foot is busted and Ed, his shifting arm, shot for good.
All right, we'll just have to get ourselves new drivers.
All right, sure. But who's going to learn a rig like Cyclops in 2 weeks? It'd take a genius.
I know one man who can handle it.
No, Bob, not him. Not Dan Torrance.
Well, he's troubled, but he knows his way around a lug wrench.
What happened between the two of you, Kitty, is ancient history. We're talking buses now, girl.
I'm sorry, Bob. I can't do it.
Then I'm pulling the chain on myself.
Hey, no. All right, Pop. If you want Dan, I'll get you Dan.
Thank you. Thank you, Kitty.
Pop?
It's all right. He's just faking.
Oh, Thank God.
What do you have?
Whiskey. Drink up and get out, Torrance. We don't want your kind around here.
Who's we, Goldie? Is that how you feel, Whitey? What about you, Blackie? Come on, speak up. I see you hiding back there, Red. What about you guys? Pinky, Greenie, Brownie?
We're all rookies together.
Guys like you give bussing a bad name. We all remember Mount Diablo.
Now, you know goddamn well there were never any charges brought against me.
When that bus crashed and you were lost in the mountains, we all know it really happened. There's only one way that you could have stayed alive.
Yeah, well, I don't care what anybody says. I did not eat 110 passages.
Before the crash, you weighed 180. When they found you picking your teeth, you weighed 237. Explain that.
I ate the seats. I ate the luggage. I boiled the floor mats just like they taught us.
But how come there was no trace of passengers?
My co-driver ate them. Bendix was eating people left and right. I swear to God, there was no way I could stop him. I was delirious with fever.
You didn't want to stop him. You yourself said you ate a foot.
Look, Bendix made a stew. I had no idea there was a foot in it. Eat one lousy foot, they call you a cannibal. What a world.
I'll call you more than a cannibal. I'll call you a double-clutching, lane-changing, roadhog!
Give me a shot at him, baby.
Hey, let's see what he has, huh?
This bum is mine.
Oh, what's your name, kid?
Douglas O'Brien. I hate to see a guy down when he's kicked.
Watch it, he's got a broken milk carton.
All right. Huh? Well, if he wants to be first, huh? Come on.
Get going, Dan. Come on, you heard me. Get going.
Thanks, kid. I won't forget this.
Watch it. He's got a broken candle.
Don't like the looks of this. You're still running a slight temperature. You better keep your socks on.
I'll get it.
Get the phone, Jack.
I said I'll get it.
Parking lot. Yes, Kitty, go ahead. What do you mean you can't find Dan? Well, check his hangouts, check everything. All those cheap hotels around the bus terminal he used to take you to. Right. Then, Kitty, get a move on. We've only got 5 days.
We would have had the nuclear reactor in by now if Jack hadn't lost the keys of the toolbox.
Scotty,
maybe I better take a look at that reactor myself.
I told you, you can't be moved. I gotta run some more tests on you. Now, fill this up or you get no dinner tonight.
Iron Man. I've been with the representatives of the oil companies.
Again? Tell them they'll sell more oil than ever.
I'll destroy that nuclear bus the way I took care of the electric car and the solar engine.
That's what they're worried about. They don't want the public to become suspicious.
The public didn't get suspicious when Grandfather sank the Titanic.
I told them not to worry, Iron Man. I said after each disaster, there are the usual investigations, but no proof as usual.
So, Pop, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. They're trying to run me out of the business. I can't get a job anywhere, ever since Mount Diablo. They all go around saying I got 110 people. Could you imagine that? Did you ever see me eat anybody? I mean, that's ridiculous. I didn't eat anybody. 1 foot. 1 lousy foot. I swear to God. That's it.
Me blind. I look at the books for the first time since January. What do I find? Thousands of dollars that I'm supposed to be responsible for. I don't know anything about it.
So, Pop, I know I can get another job, but I'm a bus driver, and a bus driver has to drive.
Yeah?
Because a bus...
Bet you thought I'd forgotten, but I didn't. Happy birthday! You don't think I forget your birthday, do you? You know, Ed, I always thought it would be easy.
I didn't ask for that.
Now that I'm living with Louise...
Weirdos. Look, Pop, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not going to let him get to me. I'll be back on top like I always do. I'm going to be proud of that. You just wait and see. There's nobody...
Dan.
Kitty.
Dan.
Kitty.
I kind of thought I'd find you here.
You're looking great, kid.
So am I.
Me too.
That goes for both of us. I guess the rumors are true. You're really on the skids.
Are you kidding? You see this? The deluxe arrangement. What the hell are you talking about?
Always the big show. The big lies. The only thing that's big about you, your heart sure isn't.
Look, Kitty, what happened in Akron wasn't my fault. Lefty got sick. I had to take that express run.
You mean you wanted to run? You wanted to do anything but walk down that aisle with me? You just couldn't give up your little car hop, could you?
Kitty, there was never anybody but you.
Look! I didn't come here to argue or talk about the good old days. I came here on business. You want to drive?
As long as I get my price. I'm just in it for the bucks now, baby.
We pay top dollar, 20 and 10.
I want 20 and 20.
Nobody gets 20 and
20. Dan Torrance does. 20 bucks a day, 20 cents a mile.
Okay, you got it.
When do we get started?
Yesterday.
Good. That means I already made myself 20.
I hate to be a bother, but if you have a bigger umbrella, I could catch cold.
I don't care if you get pneumonia. I told you, you can't be moved.
Well,
nuclear reactor indicator.
Upper right-hand console, amber light.
Right. Nuclear reactor shut off.
Overhead control box, red toggle switch.
Right. Nuclear... cigarette lighter.
Above the nuclear windshield wipers.
No! There is no nuclear cigarette lighter. Either you know this or you don't.
What do you want from me? I've been up for 4 nights with this stuff.
You wanted 20 and 20? Start earning it.
I'm taking a break.
Dan.
Shoulders!
Dan. Oh,
careful.
Oh,
sweater!
Oh.
Look at that. Woo! Got you! Woo!
Come here. I want you to meet this swell dame. Kitty, this is the guy I've been telling you about. Shoulders O'Brien, Kitty Baxter.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you, Miss Baxter. So, this is Coyote, huh? We can't thank you enough, Dan. Kitty, I want this big luck to be my co-driver.
Not so fast, Dan. We can't just take anybody on Cyclops. No offense, Shoulders, but Ed Collins was our co-driver, and he's a tough guy to replace.
Yeah, well, don't you worry. Shoulders can fill his shoes.
I know, but can he fit into his uniform? Can you wear a 42 long?
Well, I usually...
Can you?
Yes or no?
Answer the woman.
Well, I usually take 44.
I'm sorry, Shoulders. Thanks for dropping by. Dan, I tried.
All right, Kitty. Either he gets into Collins' pants, or I'm walking out of Briggs' shoes. Take it or leave it.
All right. I'll risk it. Welcome aboard, Shoulders. Look at me.
We'll blame it all on Mother Nature. We'll hit them with an electronic earthquake.
I'm sick of earthquakes. That's exactly the wrong move. Christ almighty.
But it'll stop them. We'll destroy the bus.
Anybody can destroy the bus. Our job is to discredit it forever.
But
no wonder Father never had any faith in you.
He never gave me a chance, did he? He gave you everything, didn't he? You got the skates. You got that sled. He even gave you the iron lung. You got the iron lung, not me.
That's because I was the one who was sick. Now go plant a bomb on Cyclops.
Now every one of you should be proud, because you're all part of a great team that has helped to bring buses out of the dark ages of mass transportation. Tonight, Cyclops opens its mighty eye to mark the dawn of a new day in bus travel. Ladies and gentlemen, Cyclops!
Lock it up for tonight.
Hey, boys and girls, there's more champagne back there for anybody who wants it and nothing for those who don't.
Your dome's always rising, isn't it, Dan?
That's right. So why don't you heat up the oven?
It's over for us, Dan. Pilot lights out, and the kitchen's closed.
Sure it is.
Dan!
It's been a lovely party, but I am kind of worried. If someone could get in there once to plant a bomb, he could do it again.
Yeah, well, we'll be ready for him this time, Professor. When we finished up tonight, I didn't just lock up the lamp. I left the lights on.
You mean they'll think someone's still working?
Right.
Yes. It just might work.
Anybody working in here?
No questions, no. Just if you want to know. Thanks. That's it. I can't do any more.
But Joseph, dating isn't the answer either.
I don't know what I want to do anymore, but I know I want to do it.
We all want to do it, but we must think of God.
Oh, here we are.
The commuter run to Trent will be leaving in 5 minutes.
Move. Commuter leaving nonstop to Denver. Oh! Look, what on earth are those dogs doing? That's my new fall line.
It's a new procedure, Miss Levy. Those dogs are trained to sniff out explosives, marijuana, contraband, and contraceptives.
I like you. Where can we go to be alone, Alma?
What?
Oh, you heard me. Alone. You and me. Together. Le due. Comprends? No?
I'm on duty, and, well, there's a janitor's closet over by the men's room.
That's good enough. If it's not you, it'll be some other tacky twerp. Would you believe I'm running away from home? Lloyd thinks I'm still on the roof fixing the TV antenna. Work. 50 years of cooking, cleaning, washing. You know what I say? I say, up chuck on all that.
You gotta treat them like people. They're like a bunch of kids and they look to the driver as their father. You do good by them, they'll do good by you.
Sybil here wants a seat in the rear and I want a window seat up front.
But sir, you didn't make that reservation. This is highly irregular.
So is he. Prunes, bran flakes, nothing works. We've tried everything.
Sybil, stop it.
You want to talk about it, Claude?
Sure, if you want to talk about your father. And his money. And his dirty money.
No, Claude. No.
Do you know who her father is? Edward Collard.
Please, Claude.
The father of poison gas.
All right. So I'm the daughter of poison gas. Happy?
Euphoric.
I hate you, Claude.
I hate you, Sybil.
Claude.
Oh, God.
It's right here in the corner. That's in the right-hand side. Next to her.
Well, it's getting about that time, kid. Yeah. Let's get ready. Before we get started, Dan, there's something I gotta tell you. Do you know why they call me Shoulders?
Sure. You got those big shoulders.
No. I keep driving on the shoulders all the time. Right?
I got something wacky in my middle ear. I can't keep off the shoulders. Don't turn me in, Dan. I gotta get my confidence back. If I can just drive down...
You're kidding, right, Shoulders? It's a joke, right?
Hey!
Huh? What the hell's going on here?
Oh, it's okay. Every once in a while, I get these little black eye spells.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I hardly ever black out unless we're moving.
Okay, Dan. Let's get moving.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Father, but are you a priest?
Who wants to know?
I just wanted to tell you, the last time I was on a bus, I freaked out. You being here makes me feel better. Must have been God giving me the seat next to you.
Think so? If it was God, why didn't he give you a fancy window seat like mine, huh? I mean, it's strange that I, Kudos, a doubter, luxuriate in a window seat, while you, aging with age, get older yet in that disgrace of an aisle seat. Where is your God now, old woman?
Jesus, I'm sorry I asked.
Have a nice nap.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kitty Baxter, and I'm the designer of the bus. Thank you. Thank you. As you know, Cyclops is a nuclear-powered bus. Although there is practically no chance of a radiation leak, we have taken every precaution for your safety. Mary Jane Beth Sue will demonstrate. If there should be a radiation leak, God forbid, a protective device will automatically drop from the compartment immediately above your head. The procedure is really quite simple. First, you will put on the radiation underwear, which you will find rolled up in the right leg of the suit. Then you will unzip the suit, unsnap the rear quarter panels, hook up the radiation boots, and attach the life support system, which you will find in the left leg of the suit. Once inside, you will snap up the mask, buckle up the gloves, zip up the suit, snap up the rear quarter panels, presto, change-o. Are there any questions?
Is somebody going to help us? How are we going to know if we get the suit on right?
If you have not secured yourself properly, simply look for these telltale signs. Profuse bleeding of the gums, clumps of hair falling out, and intermittent blindness.
Yeah. He didn't stop my father's gas.
Nothing can stop your father's gas.
Very cute, Claude.
Hi, folks, I'm Tommy Joyce, and I'll play your choice. A slow tune, a show tune, a love song, a sad song, but never a wrong song, because I'm Tommy Joyce. Hey, welcome to the Orient Lounge.
What'll it be, sir? What difference does it make? I've only got 6 months to live.
Hey, 6 months to live. That's all they'll give him, 6 months to live. Not much time to live, and he may see summer, but he won't see fall. So forget about Christmas. Thank you.
I'll be dead in 6 months. But before I die, I promised myself I'm going to see the seven wonders of the world. I'm starting with the Rockies.
The Rockies aren't one of the seven wonders.
They're not?
No, sir.
There are no winners in a game of losers.
Yes, sir.
Do it again.
Yes, sir.
Why did they throw me out? Why did those veterinarians disbar me? Why did they take away my dog and cat hospital?
Why?
Because.
Because I was ahead of my time. That's why. I was the only one who had the courage to put an IUD in a rabbit.
Hey, doggy doctor, that's his beat. Yeah, four-legged friends he likes to treat. And the fishes and squirrels think he's all read, doggy doctor. Yeah.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm sure it wasn't, sir. Bow wow.
Cyclops Control, this is Cyclops 1. Come in.
Hear you loud and clear, Dan. Give us a reading.
We're traveling at a speed of 52 miles per hour. Our elevation is ground level.
Did you get that down? I couldn't. You told me to balance.
I can't tell you everything, Jack. You're supposed to be a top assistant.
Take it easy, will you?
You're right on schedule, Cyclops. Commence your test of the automatic tire changer.
Roger.
Jettison number 4. Number 4, jettison. Replace number 4.
placing number four.
Welcome to the Orient Lounge.
Hey.
I know what bitterness is.
I shake hands with bitterness every morning.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't even lived yet, now I'm gonna die.
You call that bitterness? You don't know what bitterness is. They disbarred me for life.
But they didn't disbar you from life. Go ahead, talk bitterness with me now.
I'm through talking bitterness. I want to talk hate. Who do you hate?
I hate this piano player.
Thank you.
Washing mechanism.
Oh, yeah. Test automatic washing mechanism. Roger.
Activate AWM.
Roger. Activate AWM.
Cyclops has truly broken the recreational barrier. Watch your feet. Right this way, folks.
Okay, Lorimer. Having fun, but watching you together, safety first. Remember the recreational rules now. Rules of the pool. Hey, watch for... Hey, over there, watch your hands. Get your hands off that girl now.
Better test the aerodynamics.
Cyclops control, two Cyclops. Can you test the aerodynamics?
Roger.
I'm going to take this baby up to 90. 55. 65. Back to 55.
What's wrong, Dan?
Caught behind us.
No tickets. No tickets! Abort!
Abort! Air transport aborts for no man!
Suffering you? God damn it.
were on your honeymoon.
You on a honeymoon? Honeymoon with her, a honeymoon?
Oh, I am sorry. I said the wrong thing. I thought you both were married.
We are. Until midnight tonight, when our divorce becomes final.
Yes, midnight.
On behalf of Coyote Bus Lines, I'd like to welcome you all to our beautiful bicentennial dining room.
Oh, yes. I'd like to make a toast to our handsome captain. Thank him for inviting us to his table. To our captain, may he get what he deserves.
To our captain.
Thank you.
The same to you, darling.
Wait.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here. Bring it up.
Whiskey.
Cheers. Up yours.
Thank you.
Father Gudos, would you say the benediction?
Well, I suppose you want something about God.
Hold it, Padre. Hold it. Oh. Have a little toast I'd like to make to my ex-husband-to-be. Little Claude rides a bus. How he loves to make a fuss.
Sybil, stop it.
What secrets does he keep from us?
I'm warning you, Sybil.
Little Claude wears a trap. I love you, Claude.
Come on.
You know, a bucket of cold water works every time.
Come on, knock it off, you two, huh? Come on, get back to your seats. This is a formal dinner. All right, you settle down? You got that out of your system? Okay, what do you say we eat now, huh? Vito! Bring in the bicentennial pig.
You know, I put braces on a pig once. He had a terrible overbite. Oh, you should see his teeth now. What a handsome pig.
I'll bet you didn't order a pig at Mount Diabolo.
Have here.
Here we go again.
You were a pig at Mount Diabolo.
Here we go again.
He ate my father.
He ate your what?
Oh, perking up.
You ate her father? Did you eat her father?
Not eat her father.
Your great captain here has gorged himself on 110 people.
That's a lie. He only ate a foot.
One foot. I swear to God.
And here's the shoe that fits that foot.
Gee, I haven't seen a wingtip in years.
You call this evidence?
Yes.
This could be anybody's shoe.
Wait a minute. I remember Mon Diablo.
Yeah. Dan Torrance.
I was clear of that charge. I ate the seats, I ate the luggage, I ate one foot, and I ate the floor mats, and that's it.
Well, you're not going to smack your lips on us.
That's
God.
No, Miss Levy, please. Dan's a good man. He's never eaten a whole person in his life. If you pull that trigger, you're going to have to shoot me first.
If you're going to shoot him, and you're going to shoot her, you'll have to shoot me.
I've only got 6 months to live.
Well, if that's the way you want it, I've got plenty of bullets.
Of course, if they find a cure for me.
Father, do you mind getting it first?
Well, actually, I had thought that perhaps my services might be required.
Look. Excuse me. Excuse me a second. All right, now I'm the captain of this bus. And I'm the guy you got the quarrel with. So if you shoot anybody, shoot me. But let me tell you something, sister. You don't have the guts to do it. Because I could look in your eyes and tell you. You just can't kill another human being.
She can't. Yeah, she can. She doesn't want to. Oh,
what happened?
I'm sorry. Claude!
What'd you shoot him for? He wasn't even in line.
Claude, my blood.
Can force the cockpit.
The cockpit.
Captain, is anything wrong? Captain.
You're on the shoulders. Shoulders.
My fault, Dan. We cracked the rim on rear tire six. One of those big babies.
That blew it. Put an alternate six.
I can't. The automatic tire changer's jammed.
He's right. It is jammed.
Six is going down fast. I better go check it out.
Look, you don't know your way around back there. I better do it.
Come on, it's too dangerous down there. That's no place for a woman.
Hey, I'm the designer. I'm going to do it.
You are not.
I am too.
You are not.
I am too.
Kitty,
I'm going to have to do this for your own good.
And I'm going to have to do this for yours.
Oh! Oh, God, I'm dying!
Dan, what's the matter?
Looks like he got kicked in the nuts.
There's a bomb down here.
What?
Get the crew to their quarters. I want to talk to them alone.
What are you going to do?
Get off my kitty.
Right.
Should I stop the bus, Dan?
Negative. I don't want to alarm the passengers. They pay for nonstop and they're going to get it.
I'm sorry, Dan. I never thought of it that way.
Just patch me into the crew, huh?
I know, I'm not there.
Oh, Jack, verify your information before you go and wake me up.
Why do you pick on everything I say, everything I do? I'll tell you something, I hate that stupid bus. I hate you. I quit.
What?
I quit, Jack. I quit.
Scotty.
Jack, quit.
Well, where are you going? There's a bomb on Cyclops.
Yeah, I know that. That can wait. Jack's the first top assistant I ever had. I'm not going to lose him. Jack, can't you take a joke?
Listen up. I've opened the bomb. I gotta figure some way to get out of here.
Wait, don't touch it. I think I found what kind of bomb it is. Has it got a dial at the bottom with a red number on it?
That's right.
Yeah. According to Jane's Book of Bombs, it's probably a Petard Diabolique 342. Shouldn't be too much trouble.
Right.
Here's how it works. It's got a single hand timing mechanism. Four wires at the top.
Right.
One of these wires leads to the trigger. One leads to the triggering mechanism. One leads to the trigger guard. And one leads to all three.
There are also three fake triggers and four fake trigger guards. One trigger looks like a detonator. One looks like a trigger guard. And one trigger looks like a trigger.
Right.
Now, about the detonators. You've got eight detonators, but don't let them fool you. They're all fake.
Look, this bomb is no fake. I gotta do something fast. I'm going to cut the yellow wire.
No, Dan, don't. It could be the blue one. You cut the wrong one and you'll blow it.
Cutting yellow.
Dan,
Can I send the comments down?
Maybe some cake. Would you like some cake?
Hey, cake is your pimple.
Dr. Kurtz.
So if I pray for you, I gotta pray for everybody. I don't want to get into that stuff.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I yelled at you. You know, I spoke to Scotty, and you were right about cutting the yellow wire. What is it? You all right?
Oh.
What is it? Oh. What is it?
I cut the blue one.
Oh, well, that's...
Some tough rooms in my big books, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, Dr. Kurtz, my husband,
yes?
my ex, Claude's been hurt.
Oh, no, but I'm a veterinarian. I only work on animals.
Perfect, perfect. Come this way.
But a bird may be a reptile, but I don't know if I can do
it. I have faith in you, Dr.
Human being. Is this... Hold my pen. Is this...
Easy, boy. Hold still now, boy. Take it easy.
Boy, oh, I think his paw is broken. Oh, easy, boy. Easy. Here. Just hold on to this. Everything will be all right.
Cyclops control. This is Cyclops 1. Emergency. Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Hello, Hanson.
Oh, excuse me.
Now don't leave, Bush. Join the party.
What are you doing? How can you take a bath at a time like this?
Why not? I've seen it all. I've done it all. What difference does it make? You fuck.
And I thought I didn't care.
But I do care. I live for the here, the now, not the then, the was, the should, the would.
If only I could.
You can.
No, but you don't understand. I never... I've only got 6 months to live.
Well, stop wasting time. Hop in, Bush.
I could thank you, but I could... I could. Yeah. Yeah, why not? I can't.
I want to live! I want to love! I want to sing! I want to dance! No more worries! No more responsibilities! Oh, I don't care anymore! Look to me! I'm free! I'm free!
How do you feel? You feeling all right?
Thanks, Doctor. I feel a lot better.
Oh, that's good. Your nose is colder. That's a good sign when the... When... I fixed... What do those MDs know? I mean, take away the fur, the tail, the funny ears. People, they're just like cats and dogs. I can do that kind of... I'm Dr. Kurtz.
That's an order. You will pull in at Springfield for repairs.
Negative! We can make repairs en route.
You will stop at Springfield for repairs. That's an order.
Scotty! Scotty, I talked to Baxter. He agrees about Springfield.
What about Jack's raise?
Plus, Jack's raise can wait.
That's it.
All right, now, oh, come on, Jack. Now, hey, Jack, now hold it. Now, Jack.
Now, listen.
Now, Jack, now you got to wait a minute. Jack. Oh, Jack, come back.
Stop slowing down. I can't slow it down. The brakes are shot. Kill the ignition shoulders.
Roger.
Come on, kill it. Nothing's happening. I'll have to move it.
Down.
Gee, you better take the wheel. I gotta slow it down.
But I haven't got my license on me.
Take the wheel.
Do you read me? Do you read me? This is Springfield. We are foaming up. Repeat, we are foaming up. Emergency vehicles are now in position. Over and over.
Hardly hold it. I didn't know it would be like this.
Sure, everybody thinks it's a snap driving a bus. It's no snap. Emergency isn't working. You better talk to the passengers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kitty Baxter.
Please take your seats and extinguish all cigarettes. We are in a normal driving pattern and about to park in Springfield. Captain and crew.
Coyote hopes you enjoy your first stop in our non-stop trip between New York and Denver.
Cyclops 1, do you read me? This is Springfield. We are all formed up. We are all formed up. Reduce your speed.
Repeat, reduce your speed.
Yeah, we're going to a light. Straight around, we gotta stop.
Cyclops 1, maintain your attitude and approach. Stay on runway. Cyclops 1, do you read me? Reduce your speed, reduce your speed.
So you want to take it over, huh?
That's right! Hang on, control!
Well, who the hell's going to drive this thing?
Huh? Come on, speak up. Who thinks they can handle this?
Your man. Raise your hand, you little lizard. He can do it.
The lizard will drive.
Yeah. Oh, we can, huh? Well, let's just see if he can. You want to turn left. When do you signal? 50 feet? 100 feet? 600 feet?
You come to an intersection.
There's an ambulance, a police car, a fire engine. Who has the right of way?
Are you the right with you?
Hospital zone, school zone. What's your speed limit?
All right, here's an easy one. You come to railroad tracks. What do you do?
Open your doors.
Open your doors? When?
Before, during, or after?
You and I...
You don't know, do you? Well, that's sad, pal. But you just killed him.
You're so weak. You make me want to puke.
All right, everybody get back to your seats. You're in good hands here. You got nothing to worry about.
Get towards the cockpit. Emergency. Red alert. Double red alert.
Okay, now those are just code words. Only code words. We use them all the time. There's nothing to worry about.
All right, now what?
Huh? What do you mean?
You call me. Red alert.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dan, we're picking up speed.
Now listen to me, Scotty. We're picking up speed.
You better figure a way to slow us down.
Lay off, Dan. I'm kind of down in the dumps as it is.
Wait a minute. Is there something you're not telling us?
Yeah, Jack quit for good this time. He just walked out, didn't leave a note.
But who cares about Jack?
Jack again?
Yeah, walked out. No note, nothing.
Oh, my God.
Come on, get moving, Scotty. We need help.
Free woman, Sybil.
Funny. You seem different to me now.
It's funny.
You know what's funnier? How that we're single? I could kind of go for a guy like you.
I'll tell you something even funnier. I could go for someone like you.
You're right. That is funnier than mine.
Maybe we can have a drink sometime.
I think I'll be free. Where will you be staying?
Around. I'll be in touch.
Claude.
Sybil.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
We've had a request, folks.
Tangerine.
pain. She is all they claim, yeah, with her eyes of night and her lips as bright as flame. And I say, hey, that's my tangerine.
Okay, Dan, here's the data. The professor says you will hook up your fulcrum to your emulator, but bypass the inundator, and that should slow you down. Do you copy?
Roger. Keep your fingers crossed, Scotty. Okay, shoulders, bypass the inundator.
Roger, bypass.
Quickly now, quickly, everyone. Seconds count.
Tangerine, hey, when she dances by.
Nice going, Turkey. You just short out the whole alarm
system, heating system, air conditioning, everything.
You said it would work, Professor. You promised it would work.
You can't blame me. I'm a sick man, a very sick man. Doctor, take me back to the parking lot.
Iron Man. Shh, he's sleeping. Cyclops is proceeding on schedule. I told you the bomb wouldn't work. Now our only alternative is to use the electronic earthquake.
No.
Let me prepare an earthquake.
We're not ready for an earthquake.
I'm not leaving here until you let me do an earthquake, and I mean it.
All right, do your lousy earthquake. Now get out of here and leave us.
Thank you, Iron Man. Thank you.
Oh.
Hello, my sweet.
So good, Scotty. We've been holding us steady at 45 since dawn. Over and out.
I don't know if we're going to make it, Dan. We're coming up awful fast on Harbinger Curve.
Harbinger Curve?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
It's right there in green and light green.
At last, Dan Towns meets Harbinger Curve. That's where my old man bought it. Okay, kid. Get ready for the ride of your life. Grab the brake.
Roger! Grab and break!
Okay, Harbinger Curve, here I come.
Brakes not holding, Dan. We only had more drag.
We gotta try something fast. Raise the flags of all nations.
Roger. Raising flags of all nations.
It's helping a little. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it.
Dan, we'll never make Harbinger Curve. You better tell the passengers to get in crash position.
Negative! They'll only panic again. I've never seen such a bunch of crybabies.
Harbin, why are you taking this road today?
I just feel like it. Who knows where fate will take us?
Harbinger Curve isn't going to buy me.
No, sir.
What the hell are you wearing white socks with your uniform for?
That's all I got.
I got an extra pair on my footlock. I'll let you have them later.
My.
What's that?
My.
To me like a 53 Chevy pickup.
Hi, welcome aboard to the big bus. On behalf of our captain and our co-captain Dan Torrance and Shoulders O'Brien, welcome to the Oriental Lounge.
Hello,
Let the fall into reverse! Hang on!
All right, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ever some ride, huh?
Hey,
hey, ho, ho,
ho. Oh, God! Take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. Take a little break, a little cause for the pause, and we've got cause to pause here on the big bus.
And here's what we have to do.
What?
We've got to shift some of the weight from the front of the bus into the back of the bus.
Okay, I'll go.
Not you!
Not you. There's 1,500 gallons of soft drinks behind us, you understand? We can pump it back into the kitchen.
Dan, that'll rupture the dispensers back there.
No problem. We'll airlock.
This is your captain speaking. Is there anyone in the kitchen? I repeat, is there anyone in the kitchen?
That's it, airlock.
Roger, airlocking.
Let's get up there now.
Airlocked.
All right, commence pumping.
That's what's orange.
That's what's on.
Root beer.
Fresca?
Fresca.
Coca-Cola. Roger. Coca-Cola.
Oh. Oh. Don't worry. See, it's working. It's working. It's working.
To death if you don't turn off the air conditioning.
I'm awfully sorry, but the whole electrical system's gone haywire.
Oh.
I better talk to the passengers.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking.
There'll be a slight delay on our trip to Denver. And we're now stopped at an altitude of 6,200 feet in the front and 6,208 feet in the rear. Thank you for riding Coyote.
It's Mark Diavolo all over again. He's going to eat us. I know it.
Dan! Dan! Help!
Kitty! Kitty, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen. Hurry up or I'll drown.
Hang on, Kitty. Hang on.
What?
You better do something fast, Dan. I open that airlock, I flood the bus. If I don't, Kitty drowns.
You gotta make a decision.
All these decisions. How many decisions have I made today? 12. So this is number 13, huh? All right, I'm making a decision. I'm getting Kitty.
Getting Kitty.
But Dan, the bus, 180 people, we're going to go over the cliff.
Kitty's my girl.
What about Mary Jane Bassoon?
She's a nice girl, and you said yourself that she had...
Knock it off! I'm a one-girl guy. All right, sure, let's take my seat.
Hey, but Dan, I ain't a captain.
I'm giving you a roadside commission, kid.
Hey, thanks.
Come on, Kitty. Oh, come. What the? Hi, Captain. I'd like to have you meet my son, Dennis, and my wife, Emma May.
Now, what do you say?
Captain, get out of my way. Captain, you've got to marry us.
What?
Marry us?
I got no time for that.
Please, please, please. We decided we can't live without each other. We never should have gotten that divorce.
How long you divorced?
6 hours.
Give it a chance.
If we're going to die, we want to die married.
Please. Captain, please. Oh, Captain, my Captain, please.
Look, you two want to get married?
Yes.
You think this one to be a lover with a wife? You think this man to be a lover with a husband?
I
don't. All right, you're married. Tommy, hit it. Fuck. I know one round of drinks, that's it.
No.
Kitty. I'm coming. I'm coming, Kitty. Hang on.
My goof.
Church. Forgive me for cheating on you with that car hop. With that switchboard operator. With that drum majorette. I lied about them all, Kitty. Your best friend Toby. Your cousin Brenda. Your cousin Charlotte. Your good looking aunt. What's her name?
Dan, turn off your intercom. You're killing me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and Florence, I'll kill her.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Hang on, Kitty. I'm coming, Kitty. Hang in there.
My foot's caught.
Don't worry, Kitty. I'll get your foot loose.
That shouldn't be a problem for you. Why don't you just eat it?
Oh, thank you, Miss Levy. If it weren't for you, we'd all freeze.
That's right, darling. Oh, no! No, no, no! No, no, no photographs! Absolute secrecy! I'm not about to have anyone steal my fall collection. Let's see. Oh, that's sweet on the rose. Lovely. Yes, I like the yellow. Yes, that's nice. Lose the apples, please, over that hat. Here you are, sailor, red on red. My dress is a bunch of cattle.
How's this, Camille?
Oh, no, darling, that's not you at all. Let's try this plum coat.
You really going to wear her clothes?
Why not? Last night she wore mine. Try it sometime. Open your mind, Father. You just got to learn how to live.
You did the right thing. Never like the idea of single people bawling.
Nice. Satin. Bishop Sheen. Red, but...
I can't see a thing down there.
It's no use. I can't get my foot loose. Dawn, save the bus. Forget about me.
Nothing doing. Kitty, I want you to know something. I want you to know that every woman I kissed, every woman I held, every woman I caressed.
Oh, Dan.
Every time I went to the Ajax Motel, I was always thinking of you.
Don't say it if it isn't true.
That's why I chased them all, Kitty. Why I bedded them all. It was to think of you.
But why didn't you bed me to think of me?
I don't know. But the important thing is, for the rest of my life, I only want to bed you and think of them.
You're a strange one, Dan Torrance.
You're a strong woman, Kitty Baxter. I'm not leaving you this time, baby. I couldn't live without you.
You're not lying again, are you?
Of course not.
Good, I just wanted to be sure.
What do you mean?
I'm lying. My foot's been free for 10 minutes. Let's go.
Got a cup of coffee for your old top assistant?
Don't panic. Don't panic. No, 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 no. Don't get chicken. Don't panic.
No, no, no,
no. You'll tear your gowns. Back, back. No, woman, back. Back in your seat. This is no time for panic, for madness. We must have faith.
You, you're a fine one to talk about faith.
Did I say something about faith?
You said we must have faith.
I said that?
I can't believe it. I've regained my faith.
That's a goddamn miracle.
Yeah, well, what difference does it make? We're still gonna die.
No! No! No!
Come. Let us sing.
I'm with Christian soldiers.
I'll pick the songs here.
Let us raise our voices in these dark hours.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I think I smell blossoms and a tree of pears. Torn
up and knock it off. If we're going to pull out of this thing, we all have to work together. Do you understand? I want to save your lives, but I need help here. All right, is there an automotive mechanic in here?
I used to repair clocks.
Good. Go up to the pickup truck, get the motor started.
I love you, Claude.
Okay. Now listen up. Is there somebody in here who can tie strong knots?
I used to work for the post office.
That'll do.
I can sing and dance.
Terrific. Dance into the chapel and get the candelabra.
What are we going to do, Captain?
Okay, now I want all the women in here to take off their underwear.
Oh, hey,
it's not what you think. I want the men to take off their belts.
Oh, good. It is what I think. Come on, good look, and get your belt off.
My father, I got a job for you. I want you to make sure that all the women take off their pantyhose, too. It's in your hands.
Yes. Oh, Daddy, I just love show business.
Okay, come on. Give me a hand.
You got it.
When you see this idea. Hey, get off the rope.
I'm off the rope.
Now you hold the end.
Okay, I'll hold the end.
That a girl. The rope's tight. The underwear's tight.
Underwear's tight.
Now here we go.
Here we go.
Watch this.
Oh, my God.
I love this idea. Here we go. Yeah!
Dan, I think you missed.
What's he doing?
I don't know, but he missed.
Hey, Dan, you missed.
He missed.
I know I missed. Does somebody else want to try? You think this is easy? I'm hanging out over a cliff, for Christ's sakes. Give me.
People panic so easily.
Maybe you'll try it again.
Try it again.
Got the end?
I got the end.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Nice and easy. Okay. There's a God in heaven. Please.
Help me! What an idea.
I still don't know what the hell he's doing.
Listen up, everybody. I'm going over the side.
Dan. One kiss before you go.
You got it.
Look how he's touching it.
Spot left here on the window.
Iron Man, I'm at Earthquake Central.
I know. Turn down your volume.
Sorry.
Let me have the rope, kid.
Have you got it?
Now.
Now.
Tell the farmer.
Right. Farmer. Hey. Buttering gear. Watch out,
falling.
Okay. Okay, that's it. It's working. Let go of the rope. Nice and easy. That's it.
I'm going to hit them with a 6.3 on the Richter scale.
Make it an 8.3.
As you wish. 8.3.
All right, our shoulders. Release bow and bang.
Alex, the coordinates.